Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today, I'm bringing you the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, this is a tough week for fishing all over the place. The lakes up north are still frozen over, but the ice has been in such poor condition that no one's been out fishing. A lot of lakes in the Black Hawk District were open at the beginning of the week, but by Wednesday morning, many were frozen over. Obviously, there isn't enough ice to go ice fishing, and it will probably be gone by the weekend, but it has made it difficult to get any kind of fishing done. So we'll talk about some other happenings today. Well, the Iowa DNR has closed the book on its 2016 Chronic Wasting Disease, or CWD, monitoring effort that collected over 4,800 tissue samples from wild deer, with 12 of those samples testing positive for the disease. Test results are pending on deer from a handful of counties yet. The disease first appeared in the wild deer herd in 2013, and each year since. The DNR has placed extra emphasis to find the extent to which the disease is in the area, and to help slow the spread by removing additional adult deer from the local population. Chronic wasting disease is caused by a misshapen protein. It takes 18 to 36 months to show clinical signs, and it's always fatal. CWD is not to be confused with epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which is spread by a biting midge and is often worse during drought years and can occur throughout Iowa. We had a pretty bad case of that during the drought several years ago. CWD has also been found in southeastern Nebraska near the Missouri River, which will begin a new focus area with a quota of 750 samples along Iowa's western border from Fremont to Woodbury County. Hunters can assist in CWD surveillance by doing a couple of things. First, they should remove any mineral blocks and feeders that unnaturally concentrates deer and increases the chance of spreading any disease. They can also provide tissue samples to the DNR for testing and report any sick or emaciated deer to the DNR. Well, pretty soon, hunters will be going through their equipment, patterning their guns, and securing vacation days to pursue the elusive eastern wild turkey, as Iowa's premier spring hunting season is almost here. And elusive may be an understatement. Of the estimated 50,000 turkey licenses that will be purchased, only about 20% of hunters will find success. In the timber, hens will answer the male turkey's call when she is ready to breed. Turkey hunters will try to replicate hen calls to gain the attention of the tom, and then frustrate him enough that he will come to the hunter. The good news for hunters is there's always a new population of two-year-old gobblers to call each spring. Those two-year-old birds will likely be anxious to show off their moxie as they try to establish themselves as the dominant tom for the flock. Spring turkey hunting begins with the youth-only season, April 8th through the 16th, and then followed by the first of the four regular seasons on April 17th. Well, if you've never been to northeast Iowa fishing, then you should seriously consider it. The clear water streams and karst topography look nothing like the rest of the state, and there you can fish for trout in some very scenic habitat. The popular annual stream trout stocking season starts April 3rd. Find out when your favorite trout streams will be stocked with the stocking calendar available on the DNR's website. The DNR Trout Program offers Iowa anglers a variety of trout fishing opportunities, including catchable stockings, unannounced catchable stockings, fingerling stockings, wild populations, streams with restrictive regulations, easy universal access areas, and remote streams with difficult access. Iowa's three trout hatcheries produce and stock about 310,000 catchable-sized rainbow or brook trout and 110,000 fingerling brown trout into hundreds of miles of northeast Iowa streams, April through October. A list of stock streams is available on the DNR Trout Map or Trout Stream webpage. Funding to support the trout stocking program comes from the sale of fishing licenses and trout fees. Last year, more than 41,500 Iowans and more than 5,000 non-residents fished for trout in Iowa. Now, hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid outdoors this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.